and welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture topics beginning with the letter S. I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Andy Scheffler.
And I'm Serve Extra Cold.
I'm Speak.
Serve Extra Cold?
He served extra cold, man.
Extra right. Cold.
You better serve it extra cold.
I would have come up with a joke for my name, but like it's been so long since I've been here, people wouldn't have recognized my voice, except for these two guys.
You're the rapist.
Well, we can see you.
Well, yes. And I'm not a rapist.
That's the therapist.
If I'm a rapist, you're half a rapist.
Is it bad then when I think
I'm
of
half a rapist.
Extra cold, I think of
it's
cervical.
Therapist.
Actually, I was just thinking about hip-hop dance troops in Alaska or something.
Named Cervical.
Yeah, sure. Now, if you couldn't tell, today's subject is smashed.
So my hip-hop dance crew is named Ova.
Ova.
My hip-hop dance crew would be named The Grew, with like a K and a U.
Or Vagina.
Yeah, sure.
Vaginas.
Vaginas. That would be Mike's hip-hop dance crew.
Super Vaginas. Vaginas.
Vaginas.
Vaginas.
It's not as funny. It's more funny than Quesadillas. I never understood what Quesadillas. I know it's Quesadilla, okay? But I don't understand the funniness of pronouncing Quesadilla incorrect as opposed to Vagina.
Vagina is pretty easy to see the joke. Yes, it's true.
So this is a new record from the time from the start to when you broke my mind.
1 minute, 44 seconds.
And there's barely any alcohol in us. It's true.
We just started. But this is supposed to be the Smashed podcast, which is really not about us getting smashed progressively as the show goes on.
We're going to be doing it.
Which is what's going to happen. But it's mostly talking about alcohol culture and how it fits into our lives. Now, actually, most of us here don't drink. The majority here don't drink regularly.
I've started, but not really that regular.
Nobody here drinks here regularly, except maybe Dom if he drinks on a constant basis.
Are you kidding me? I drink regularly.
You drink regularly? Oh, yeah, you do.
Dude, look at my...
Just because you have
you
alcohol.
This countertop?
Okay, a month ago, we actually had 4 cases of beer.
Okay.
Now we have a couple bottles.
Okay. So Kevin here is the big drinker. It's followed by, I guess, Dom.
What?
Followed by me.
That's so wrong.
Wait, John, you drink less than Dom?
Probably, maybe.
Because I don't believe that given your demeanor. Or is it just you don't need it?
I don't need it.
Are you naturally drunk?
I actively try to act drunk.
All the time.
I work, yes.
As
I work
with glazed eyes.
As if it is my goal to act as if I were drunk, so I do not need to drink.
At, like, job interviews, wakes.
No. That is stupid.
Surgery.
This guy doesn't need anesthesia.
The surgery, of course.
He's drunk. He's drunk. We don't need to anesthetize him.
Teaching, counseling.
Maybe when I'm
AA
teaching.
Meetings.
Yeah. That's the best time, actually.
Shrimp gumbo. Shrimp cocktails. Wait, sorry. What were you talking about?
Drinking, damn it.
Shrimp starts with S.
Actually, so Dom.
Yes?
I'm going to steal your thunder, and we're going to talk about, you know, our first experience ever drinking. All of us have had alcohol once.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm now drinking.
Andy's mostly the observer for this one.
Too bad Chris isn't here.
I own alcohol.
Oh, we're going to tell Chris's first drink stories anyway. We're just going to assume that it's his drink.
Is that Chris in the car out there?
Are we looking at Chris?
No, that's not Chris. I've been looking at Chris. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. That's him.
Yes, it's so Chris.
He has zebra print on his car seats.
That is... Oh, God.
Oh, God, that's so Chris.
You know what his excuse is for
Chris
that zebra?
Chris loves zebra print.
Do you know what his excuse is?
His underwear is zebra print.
I didn't need to know that.
He keeps saying that that's his sister's car, but, I mean, if it was... The amount of time that he uses that car...
Maybe he doesn't
know.
Have a sister.
I know.
Hey, it's Chris. Let's stop making fun of him.
Aww. No.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, Chris. We weren't talking about you.
Not at all.
Now try to get liquored up.
Try? He doesn't need to even try.
I really don't need vomit.
Sit down, Chris.
Is anyone else coming?
I don't know.
Probably.
Anyways, because Chris is here, let me tell you the first story of
that
me.
That we know.
Of me. Wait. There are two stories involving Chris and drinking.
Yep.
The first one's pretty mild, involving going to, what was that? Oh, let's turn on Chris's mic. The first one is very mild, involving going to a fondue place, right? And then we compared Chris's face to a red shirt.
There's a picture.
Wow, I don't remember that one. I wasn't there for that one.
Yeah, that was fun to do Fred's, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Is that place still open?
Yes, I don't it is.
Know. It's probably yeah, still it poisonous to me, but anyway, that's not the point.
So liquid cheese is poisonous.
So I think, Chris, you had like a sip of wine and that's became a beet.
It was a little more than a sip.
Half a sip. I mean, one and a half sips.
Sure.
Here comes Mike and Jen.
Yeah, one thing I remember from Mike that night was Miho got very drunk.
Syrup?
Oh, no, that's beer. That's beer. From Russian River, my favorite brewery. Oh, so the first story I really have, and probably the only story I really have of drinking with Chris, involves a party we went to in the remaining semester of our time in college. Now,
yeah, I remember this.
I usually didn't drink that much around that time, but because everything was kind of closing down, and you know, most of the place was dark,
and
I didn't give a damn about what I was going to do.
And they had Jello shots.
Yeah, they had Jello shots. Thank you, sir. Oh, man, I'm going to start drinking this now after I tell this story.
It's like a... What is that? It's
straight
like
from the jug.
It's a big glass you, jug of like, Russian River.
I suddenly realized the best brewery in all
damnation.
Of California.
I had this apple pie liqueur.
That's fine. Awesome. I love Damnation. Thank you, Mike. We're going to have to find a way to get Mike on here, too. But... No, Chris, you stay for this.
Chris is going to stay at least for the story. And then Michael
so they had Jello shots, too.
Yes.
So me and Chris, I don't really know Chris's tolerance that well. Actually, I'm lying. I kind of do.
You
but
did.
But I'm not sure yet. I think he's kind of lying about
bullshit.
That. So
I totally told you not to have him drink that much. I was on your ass telling him not to egg him on.
Smirnoff Ice of America.
Yeah, they had schnapps, basically. Smirnoff Ice schnapps.
Wussy drinks.
What?
That's what Chris was drinking. He was like, no, I'm good. Schnapps I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, all I remember from that night was Chris passing out, and he had told me earlier, I really don't need to drink that much. So to me, that means if he's passing out, I got to wake him up, or else he's going to be screwed up.
We've already enough times. Whatever. Don't censor yourself.
You really don't remember much about that night.
No, I don't. But I do know he would keep falling asleep, and I would keep drunkenly yelling at him, stay awake, wake up, wake up.
That's correct. You
until
did do
he eventually
that.
Threw up in the sink.
Yes, correct.
A plus, Chris.
Yes.
I don't know the rest of that night. That
was fun.
Wait, Kevin. This comes. Before the story at Chevy's where he has a strawberry margarita.
Oh, wait. I'll let you tell this one.
Puke.
Yeah,
I have
yeah.
to go.
Well, hold on. On that last story, though, when he threw up, he actually clogged up the sink because the plunger's still in there. So I actually had to go into your vomit, pull up the plunger, and actually, you know, have it all drain away. That was, yeah.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
That. You never told me that.
Yeah.
Well, because you don't have enough hair to hold up when you're puking, so we have to do other things to prove we're friends.
Oh, man, that was...
But
that
yeah,
was...
so the other story we have about Chris drinking is at a Chevy's, where it was a birthday party, I think. And,
yep.
We sit down, and we order drinks... And Chris, for some reason, with his tolerance, decides it's a great idea to have a strawberry margarita.
No, he right? takes... It is Kim's birthday, and she orders the strawberry margarita, and he only takes a sip of it. Tiny sip of it.
No, it was...
You did not get half. You keep saying you had half of it, but you did not have half.
All right, there's a bit more setup to it, because basically when you go to a Chevy's and there's a lot of people, they bring you pitchers of margaritas. So he actually had some of it. So it's not like he was like just sharing like from one glass.
Chris, with his lack of tolerance and his apparent lack of judgment, decides, hey, it's a great idea to have a margarita on an empty stomach. And then we don't see him for the rest of the night.
No. We see him come. He leaves for the bathroom. We're like, where's Chris? Where's Chris? He's in the bathroom. Then he comes back. He's like, yeah, I couldn't handle that. And then he takes off again. And he's like, oh, I guess he's throwing up again. And then he comes back. And then he leaves again. And then he comes back.
That's why I said that we didn't see him for the rest of the night. Because he would make cameo appearances. He would just come back and say,
Hi, guys. Oh.
Hey, I like to note that the food took forever to come out that night. So by the time I was done throwing up, finally my food comes. And then I didn't even end up eating it that night. I had to eat it like the next day.
Yeah, man.
I remember having to drive you home.
Yeah.
That Chevy's is not that great. That's the one good in Emeryville, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. We have good memories there. And by good memories, I mean we have memories of Chris there.
Does it even still exist anymore?
It's still there.
It's still there.
Still
there.
Okay. Still has bad ratings.
People don't love us on Yelp.
Wait. I have another story of you drove me home.
Did I?
No, not for being drunk, though, I don't think. But I was really tired that week. You dropped me off, and then I said, thanks for the man ride, Dom.
Yes, I remember that week.
I remember hearing about that. Yeah.
And I was supposed to say, thanks for the ride, man.
Yes, I remember that week now.
Actually, yeah, it was just me switching ride and man.
Yes.
John was in the car. I remember that too.
If this was the day that I actually had to move that haystack out of the road, then...
Oh, yes, that was an awesome night too.
That was a really weird night.
We just thought we'd include that. That involved no drinking at all.
No.
But it definitely sounds like one of those stories.
Why was the haystack in the road? I don't even remember anymore.
That was probably due to some drinking of some students at Cal.
Okay. So anyway.
So we've told Chris's stories.
All right, Chris, you can leave now.
Were we accurate about that, Chris? No. Mike's eating, so you can stay around for more of these stories about you.
All right, Andy, you can go ahead if you have a story. Otherwise, you can just continue observing.
The only real drinking story I have is when my 21st birthday, I went out with the coworkers that had residential computing, and we ordered a pitcher of Guinness. So the first beer I ever had was Guinness.
Oh, excellent choice.
And Dr. I've never been able to go back to anything else.
What?
Well, that's a good choice. From what I'm told, I don't drink beer, but yeah, I'm told Guinness is pretty good.
Also, the other is the... I tried making an apple pie a couple months ago, and I was using Alton Brown's recipe, and it calls for Applejack. And I could not find Applejack anywhere, but I found this really nice apple pie liqueur.
You know, Applejacks are in the cereal aisle.
That's right.
Yes.
They're delicious.
Hey, yeah. That's probably why I couldn't find it.
You're a jerk when you're drunk, Superman.
Yeah, and I was thinking I should have brought it because it's like drinking apple pie, but alcoholic.
Would it be good with vanilla ice cream?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Alamodo of it?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Dude, you should bring that by. I've never tried that.
Yeah, well,
it sounds delicious.
In my refrigerator. It's been chilled for a while now. Yep, that's about it.
All right. Your first time was on the 21st birthday. What about you, Son?
Son has the most incredibly messed up drinking stories.
Yeah. It was like you started at 13.
Or was it 12?
I can't remember. Eight? Four?
I'll get to that later.
In the womb!
What is this? Name that tune?
I just wanted to mention like my favorite alcohol-related story, which has nothing to do with me, but it has to do with Danny. Basically, it was actually the day of us recording a podcast. I don't know which one. Really early on, we went to Dom's place. And I believe it was Ian that asked Danny, like, so why do you always bring in that same case of beer every week? And Danny goes, yeah, it's the same case.
More proof that he doesn't drink.
More than no, it's the fact that Miho, like, I guess they buy a case of beer every week. And she just drinks it every week. She just goes to the case every week.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My first drink was, I mean, technically it was like when I was really little, like I just had a sip of wine, but that's...
Well,
those don't count.
I would have counted like by my bar mitzvah, if we're counting that.
Yeah, like I've mentioned it before that basically the first real drink I had was in middle school, and it was, you know, it's Korea, it's really easy to get alcohol, so... I had soju and vodka and stuff.
Stuff that's flavorless, right?
It'll burn you still.
Yeah. But damn. So you just started in middle school. That's messed up.
And then
was
I
it out of
stopped.
Boredom, or was it because it was wrong? Or
it's because everyone tries it by that age, probably, right?
Because I mean, it's good for you.
Oh, it's well. Also, it's Korea, and like It's basically, I went to a foreign school, and they're all kids who are, you know, rich and bored, and they just want to kind of rebel. So, like, a lot of them smoked, a lot of them drank. So, yeah, nice environment.
Peer pressure?
Boredom?
Yeah. Easy access?
Yeah, all the above.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, for me personally, I didn't drink... God, I didn't drink really until I was like 23, 24. You know, and that's when I actually found a drink that I actually like, which is sake. When it's heated up, actually at a restaurant, and I found that it actually has almost no taste at all. And it still actually gets you to that good feeling, not too drunk, not too little. You know, it just,
I think the word is buzzed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Buzzed.
The best feeling.
Yeah, yes. It is the best feeling. You don't want to feel drunk. You just want to feel buzzed. It's that good feeling that just, you know, feels like you're just sort of floating.
Yeah, I will say that after middle school, like, the next time I drank was probably, like, I think it was, like, junior year of high school when we went on a school trip to Paris. And, of course, you know, that's just an excuse for everyone to drink.
Of course, yeah, Paris. Like, you know, you got it. Do that.
Well, no,
in Paris.
This was a school trip. You know, like when, like, I remember, like, people were really excited to go to McDonald's and order a beer.
Oh God, McDonald's beer in Europe is awful.
That sort of makes sense, actually.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. However, Japanese theater beer isn't bad.
And then after that, I just don't drink at all. Well, I drink occasionally, but I almost never drink anymore.
Yeah.
It's blasé to you.
Yeah. The only time before, you know, 21, where I was brought out by my brother to go to bars and get the free drinks that you can get if you went on your 21st birthday, I guess that was, well, before I can actually remember, my brother actually gave me beer. And it actually had a weird effect on me because, for me, sucking on my the coat zipper actually tasted the same as beer at the time, so I used to do that a lot.
What?
Wait. Sucking on your coat zipper is something you do a lot.
Used to, not anymore. But when I was growing up, around like you know, first,
so
second, third,
to get drunk.
Fourth, tasted the same. So I used to suck on my zipper because it had the same kind of metallic kind of taste as the beer that my brother used to give me.
So wait, were you trying to get drunk off your zipper then?
I have no idea.
You like the taste of zippers.
I used to, not anymore. Maybe because I'm a little bit smarter now.
Only applied to your jacket zipper?
It's sort of, I guess.
Your thumb doesn't taste like beer, though.
No, my thumb does not. It's a little bit more saucy.
Beer. Oh, you would have to beat off Kevin with a stick.
Damn it. I don't like the term beat off.
No,
I suggest so many things. Sucking and beating off
with a stick.
No, I'm just thinking about sucking on zippers. I'm like, what other clothing does, like, are there zippers?
Damn it, son.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going there, man.
You love the taste of flies.
Wasn't even going there.
Yeah, Chris.
You follow that up.
I have never heard what Chris's first drinking story is.
God, we were there through all of it, basically.
Oh, there was... Well, I don't know if this was the first, but actually, I took AP Music Theory in high school, and the night before the test, my parents had this thing of mudslide, and I've never had it before. I didn't realize it was alcoholic at the time, but it was like, you know, it was chocolate and something. I was like, oh, that sounds pretty good. So I tried some, and of course, you know, I had no tolerance back then. So after like a cup or so, I was like, oh, this tastes pretty good. And then I got a splitting headache like half an hour later. And I decided not to go to take the test the next morning because I felt so sick. So,
right on. Yeah,
thanks to alcohol, I missed my AP test.
Were you able to get like a,
Oh, yeah. I mean, the teacher passed me, fortunately. But
I'm just thinking right now, like, if this were a movie, we would just be seeing this long montage of Chris bending over various toilets. It's like, what was your first experience, Chris? It's like, well, it's just this one long running experience. I'm repeating. I'm sorry, man. It's just
so true, though.
Oh my god, you're admitting to it. All right, that's good. That's honest. So, I tell people this story a lot, but my first real experience with alcohol was on my 21st birthday, and my family decided, wow, you've never been drunk? I mean, you've been in college for 3 years now, come on. And so, I went to their house in San Francisco, where there were a lot of drinks, and my cousin decided it was going to be a great idea if we would all match tequila shots.
Ooh. That's an excellent idea.
It is an excellent idea. And so, after about 6 tequila shots, I went, okay, I have a headache. Is that what is supposed to happen? Because this isn't really encouraging me to drink at all. Like, you're supposed to be more fucked up than that after 6 shots of tequila.
Wow.
7th, okay. All right, now do integrals. Do calculus. I'm like, okay. Can I go lie down now? And then they were like, that's messed up. He can do higher math.
So you're the type that doesn't get drunk, I take
it. Anymore. Well, I probably can't either. But after that, it was just like, okay, can I go lie down now? I'm like, okay. And I passed out for the rest of the night and went home with a headache.
So you went straight to being like sick as opposed to drunk?
What?
You went straight to being sick as opposed to drunk?
I went straight to being sick as opposed to being drunk.
Yeah, I get that too. I just get like a splitting headache. That's about it.
Same thing with Danny if you were here.
I get tired. And then I get the headache.
Same
because,
here.
Hey, it's because I didn't, you know, hydrate. So I just get the dehydration headache early.
I always got to hydrate, man. Eat lots of bread.
Yeah. No, bread works. It doesn't hydrate you, but it totally does work.
It's a two-term thing. You got to drink water to hydrate, and then you got to eat bread to soak up the alcohol in your stomach so you can digest it easily.
Yeah, I know. It's just that those sentences going together is just weird.
Actually, I heard the bread makes the buzz last longer because it absorbs it, but then it releases it back.
That's correct.
Then that's a good thing.
Yes.
Generally, before drinking, I try to eat half of a baguette.
That's a good idea.
That's a pretty good idea. But yeah, so the time period after that wasn't really much of me drinking because it was something that I wasn't really impressed by. Because it was like, why bother giving myself a headache?
Yep, I can understand that. If you never got buzzed.
Yeah, I never got that buzz. And so after that, then Kevin decided to start my actual education, and I discovered, hey, if I avoid hard liquor all at once, I can get this beer thing, and that'll get me buzzed.
Are you sure? Because I remember on Twitter you said, I had a blue moon, then passed out for 2 hours.
That's just because I got tired.
Okay.
There was a buzz in
I was like,
clean.
So you drank some juice, and then went to sleep. Or, as we call it, nap time.
What is a blue moon?
Me exaggerating on Twitter? I never do that.
Blue Moon is a kind of fruity-tasting beer. It's actually really good.
Yeah.
It's kind of light.
It's light. It's definitely light.
So, given how light it is, when Dom's like, it made me pass out, I'm like, you had one or one case?
But, you know, I never exaggerate on Twitter, so, you know, everything I say there, you should totally take seriously. On twitter.com/s_words.
Very good promotion there. I can't remember the really good first time I drank, but I did not drink one drop of alcohol until I was 21, exact date, and went out at 11:45 the day before to go pick out my alcohol, which, God, I can't even remember. It was Smirnoff, some crap like that. And by midnight, okay, I went to the register, bought it. They at first were like, ID please. They saw it, and they're like, oh, happy birthday. Went back, drank, I think, one or two, tasted like nothing. And I was like, okay, this is the big deal. No hangover or anything like that. But I was not actually a very heavy drinker, mainly because, well, most of the people I hung out with were not heavy drinkers either. So it's not like something I was getting into very easily. But the reason why I really got into drinking was because of work. And so Not out of depression initially.
Good times.
When I was sent to Chicago for my training for 1 month, everyone there drank. So when you have to go to your little work function things after work, you got to know how to drink. So actually my first beer was Guinness. Thankfully it was tap Guinness. And so I was actually pretty slow on it before. It took me about 45 minutes to finish my first pint ever, whereas nowadays it might take me 6 minutes. But it, you know, it was the first night I actually discovered my tolerance was I was supposed to go out with a whole bunch of people for happy hour. That turned into dinner with drinks, which turned into let's go to some clubs and drink. All in 1 day, and we have to, you know, go back to work the next day for training for 8 hours of lectures. Ooh. And crap like that.
Sounds good.
So I discovered my tolerance that night was 12 drinks. Woke up the next day, no problem, totally fine. But the best thing about that night was, you know, one of my coworkers was also going through the whole training program. You know, he and I were actually drinking to kind of compete against each other. At one point in the club, we lost him. We had no idea where he was. So we thought he was dead or, you know, just drunk and passed out in some street, and hopefully he'd show up the next day at training. Oh, before we went into the club that night, I was, you know, talking to him. Then I looked forward, paid my cover, turned around, saw him with a water bottle drinking out of it. And I was like, oh, wow, where'd you find the water bottle? He's like, I found it on the street.
So, really?
The next day we're like, do you think he's dead? we had no idea where he was, so we just eventually left the club. Like, he's a big boy. He can find his way back. He does come back the next day with slitting, you know, total hangover. You know, it's like, oh my god, I have no idea what happened last night, but I found a way home. And I remember I told the cab driver I would pay him by going to the ATM, and I just went straight to my room.
Oh.
And passed out on the floor and woke up just in time to get dressed and just barely make it in for training the next day.
Wow. So this guy's awesome.
Hey, I can drink the same amount as this guy and have none of his problems. And that's how I discovered drinking, and from then on it was just a matter of learning the different things. Beer was pretty easy initially, hard liquor eventually, and then even harder things like whiskey and Everclear. But, you know, it's just a kind of cultural thing. You go and look at the different types of alcohol, and you try to figure out, you know, what are the ones that are, you know, better for this or better for that. I've never had a hangover. I've vomited before, but...
That sucks.
Yeah, but, like, to never have a hangover is a pretty... To me, I feel like, man, I'm really lucky I've never had that. Because I still don't know what that feeling is like.
The thing is that I've never had a hangover the next day. The hangover pretty much hits me immediately, and then it's gone when I wake up. I hate that.
You see, I always just keep feeling happier.
I know you keep feeling happier. I've seen you drunk.
I'll tell you the 3 times I have thrown up. One time with one of Lita's friends who's never had a good drinking experience, we went out and bought a whole bunch of liquor and got... I drank way too much in half an hour and threw up that night. Second time I threw up was right after one of my coworkers' wedding, in which I discovered my wine tolerance before throwing up. Did not throw up at the wedding. Threw up after I came home an hour later. I was like, I don't feel so good. Threw up then. And finally...
Jesus, man.
He was really happy, too. I told him, when I got home, man, your wine was so good. I drank so much of it that I threw up afterwards. And he was like, man, now I know I have the best wedding ever.
So, actually, I want to test something. John, what color eggplants?
Purple. I want to say purple.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
What?
We haven't told you yet, for you who are not here, but I've been drinking pretty hard right now, and I am pretty gone beyond buzzed to drunk.
He has had half of a cup of whiskey here.
No, he's had two cups.
He's had two cups? Oh, he went back.
No, I didn't go back.
If you haven't noticed, he's been hiccuping.
But I took a lot about.
And
it's good whiskey.
According to an urban legend, or Miho... As
for Miho,
who is an urban legend,
I did want to say blue at the first sentence, then I corrected the purple.
But if you ask someone what color are eggplants, and the answer supposedly it gets rid of the hiccup. but we'll I don't see how that's possible.
Hey, it's Miho right now. Hey.
It's Danny clutching a bag, probably with a head pillow.
With beer in it.
Oh, okay.
I'll let them in. I'm going to go take a pee break. Got to get that alcohol out of me. We are at the half-hour portion of the Smashed podcast, so we're going to keep going. Okay, let's keep this seamless. It's not as though we had a break at all.
Of course not.
But for some reason, everyone disappeared, and we've got new guest hosts here. So we've got Mike, Poof. Jen, and Danny.
Magic. With
their drinking stories as well.
Don't worry. I'm sure you just got my name wrong. I'm sure I'm really Andy.
No, you're not.
Quiet.
You're Chris.
Kevin gets it right.
Wait, am I Andy?
Kevin gets it right.
Oh, you don't
right.
even look Sorry. Like a rapist.
Done.
What?
You don't look like a rapist / computer programmer.
Wait, what?
Anyone got their stories?
You should see him hug at his pillow. It's so cute.
What is wrong with you?
Hi, Miho.
Okay, I have my story of the first time I ever went to a bar. I've never ordered anything at a bar before, but I look up on the board and they've got all the drinks listed and stuff. So it's like, well, I kind of know what to get, but I should make sure. So I called Kevin and asked him what to
I
get
was about
at the
to
rest
say,
of the
Are you talking about yesterday?
Yes.
I get this random call from Mike. I'm like,
hi.
The recording is not today, so oh, I don't know why he's calling.
No, I know the recording's not today. I don't know anything about beer.
I'm like, are you planning to order beer for yourself?
No, not for myself, for you. It's because I know that he likes Pliny the Elder, but I don't know anything else.
Yeah, first he says he's at Russian River. Then I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, and then he's all, brain. Think faster. I need to order stuff from Russian River Brewing Company.
Still my favorite brewing company. I actually, the two-hour drive to go up there to drink there is worth it.
Yeah.
Remember, it's 2 hours both ways.
Mine is about a 60-minute detour and then 6 minutes down again. So it's not as bad for me. But, yeah, it's a ways out there.
Yeah, Mike calls me and he's like, I'm at Russian River. I'm like, Pliny, do you have Pliny the Younger? And then, of course,
ask.
Mike comes back today. He's like, yeah, they don't have Pliny the Younger anymore. And I'm like, Ma! In my mind, I did not say this, though. In my mind, I was like, Mike, why didn't you call me 5 weeks ago? When they still had it.
Oh, I think it was December when they had it.
No, they had a new batch come out in February.
Yeah, he would know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I have no idea. Oh. I just know I was like an 11% alcohol beer that tastes great. Sign me up.
Sounds good.
Sign me up for gallons and gallons of septic take fun.
So good.
So there you go. First time in a bar. Was yesterday.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Score.
Danny, we should tell your stories about alcohol. And by your stories about alcohol, I mean the way you get a headache after inhaling fumes.
Yeah, that's the thing about me. I had a reputation through the first half of college or so. Everyone assumed I was either drunk or stoned. People who paid enough attention, or people who spent enough time around me, realized I never actually consumed anything that would cause this condition. But at the same time, I would always look either drunk or stoned.
Yeah. Or really tired. That's what I thought.
Yeah, so...
Isn't that like looking stoned?
Actually.
So... Yeah, it was kind of an odd conclusion people came to when I first have a drink in front of them. People realized I have the constitution of like a 5-year-old, and I'll go out if you so much as like wipe whiskey on my gums.
Stop wiping whiskey on his gums.
That's just beer. He'll ask in 5 minutes. Yeah.
Unfortunately, the beer gums. would be just strong enough.
And this always makes an interesting dichotomy when I when I go out to eat and order something with Miho, who in fact can probably drink everybody here under the table.
That's about right.
I agree.
Yeah. One day I want you to drink against Miho and see who wins.
You don't want that bet, sir.
I can Miho. Do it.
And the Oscars are later tonight. You
not tonight. Not tonight.
That's in Japanese.
Too much at stake today.
I can't read that. What is it?
It's so what Miho's holding right now is it's called Ukon. It's a supplement. Made from turmeric. Yes, it's a dietary supplement made from turmeric.
Wow.
Termites?
Turmeric.
What's turmeric?
It's the spice. Ingredient in curry. Ingredient. Ingredient.
It's pretty.
The idea is
third beer. Did you just say ingredient?
Wow. Ingredient no. is good and when you inhale.
Stuff, we'd already have our title.
It reduces the intensity of hangovers.
Ah!
Don't chew on it.
Oh.
Actually, I guess.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
It's really fun, though.
Are you okay? Hurts so good.
No, I'm fine.
It just tastes like turmeric.
I just don't want to spit it out while I'm speaking. That's a fun feeling.
Oh my God.
Some bean shot me in the mouth.
Really?
Yes.
I recommend everybody to try it and not bite on it.
The first thing you should say before its actual name is, do not bite on it.
Yes.
This is termites.
That would just make you want to bite on it.
Spice, sir. It's basically spice.
Spice is life.
Wait, that's a song. No, that's a cup of life.
You're not even drinking. Oh, no, you are drinking.
I'm on my third beer.
Why?
I'm just getting to the fun spot.
Oh, man, I'm so beyond that.
I'm just drinking beer to get the taste of that turmeric out of my mouth.
Jen, what about your... I know you've had alcohol before.
I've had alcohol before. I'm not a big drinker, and I very rarely drink. My first experience with alcohol was that little sip my parents gave me of, I think it was brandy, when I was probably like 5, because I was wondering what the horrible smell was. My parents were like, here, have a sip.
Is that to make you fall asleep?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
That's a neat trick.
But,
remember that, parents.
Please don't.
That's good for your kids.
I came out perfect fine. Not quite, but okay.
Excellent.
Normally, So my roommate Rebecca claims my drink of preference is Patron Silver, so tequila. And there have been multiple occasions where I'm normally a pretty quiet, reserved person, except around certain crazy individuals that I have to be sharing the table with.
That's our job!
So my coworkers, both my old employers and my current employers, are always shocked whenever they're like, yeah, Becca told us you like Patron, so we ordered you a double shot. And then they'll just watch me knock it back. And then they turn around and stare at me. Like, I can't believe you did that. But I have gotten sick off of it before, but I've never gotten a hangover either, so...
Yeah.
I'll go straight to the hangover.
This is a good club right here.
Suck.
I spend most of the time in the hangover.
And it's hard to tell. I don't think I've ever gotten drunk. But
neither have I.
My behavior is strange enough that I've been asked whether or not I've been drinking when all I've had is strawberry soda. So, yeah. By the same crazed individual sitting around me.
Strawberry soda.
Come to think...
Oh, as good as purple drink.
Come to think of it, most of my experience with alcohol, I don't think my parents ever drank alcohol for purposes of entertainment. For the most part, most of the alcohol in my house was for cooking.
Oh,
my first experience with alcohol is watching my dad set brandy on fire.
Yeah,
it's cool.
It's awesome.
Same at my house.
Wait. Do any of our parents drink?
My parents drink.
My parents are dead. Well, except for my father.
Yeah, same here.
That's kind of not the same thing.
It's not the same thing at all, actually.
Yeah, my parents don't drink. I remember one time they were like, we're going to start trying to get to wine. A couple weeks later, hey, Kevin, do you want some wine? I'm not 21 yet.
It doesn't matter.
Cook with it. Okay.
Dude, my mom brewed in our garage.
You're so lucky.
Nice.
Man.
No.
Moonshine. Start brewing.
My mom got around drinking by eating a lot of rum raisin ice cream from Haagen-Dazs.
Is that actually alcoholic?
There is rum in there. I don't know if you can get anything off of it. I've tried myself, and you don't really get anything off of
it. I'm pretty sure it's just the flavor of rum left.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. There's not really enough.
There's an easy way to test it. Chris, come here.
If he throws up, it's alcoholic.
Just rub it against his wounds. If he has any wounds. It's not like you can't make some.
Yeah, how hard could that be, right? There are knives in here, right?
We've got bottles.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That's a spoon.
He's played knifey spoony before.
Excellent.
Lita's not here. She's working on a research project, but I would like to explain. I don't know if we've talked about this story before on the show, but I'll make it quick. The first time I ever had really crazy drinking with Lita was in Disney World. We went to Pleasure Island. We went to Raglan Road, which is an Irish pub, and drank way too much. Eventually, both of us had slippery floor syndrome. We're singing with the live band. And eventually, when we left, Lita decided it was a good time to decorate the flowers with vomit.
Good time.
So we did that. And then we turned around and we saw some cops looking at us. And then they laughed. And we went on our merry way. And I met some crazy Texan who decided to yell out to the entire crowd of people at the show that this is my friend Kevin from California.
I love Texans.
I know, I do too. I was thinking to myself about this. It's like, so many things about Texas I like, but I don't really want to go to Texas, except for Austin.
Well, it's
like,
hot.
I love barbecue. I love beer. I love Westerns. I just finished reading Preacher. And
Preacher is not a Western.
No, very unrelated to Texas.
Yeah, I know.
And I love Friday Night Lights. And there's all Texas things, except I don't really want to go there.
Yeah, well... The only place where you would be accepted is Austin, pretty much.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I've been to Houston when I went to go visit NASA, and I went to a rodeo that same trip. Not fun. It's really weird.
Yeah.
They have like a 9,000-seat stadium arena for some country singer I've never heard of. And people go crazy.
It's country music, man.
And he starts like wiping himself with a towel, and people fight each other for the towel.
That's damn straight.
Yeah,
that's how it goes.
Concerts for you,
man.
So anyway, what were you saying? Oh yeah, I was talking about. I was going to talk about how I've started drinking more because in my office, I work at a smaller startup now, and there's a keg in the office, and every Friday,
what?
4 o'clock,
hey.
Every Friday at 4 o'clock, people are like, you know what it's time for? It's time to hit the keg. All right. Sure.
God.
The best workplace is the one that has beer in the refrigerator.
It's not even in the refrigerator.
If you are working at a place that does not have beer available in the office, I would ask you to find a new place of work.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
Yeah, so the thing is that it's not in the refrigerator. It's next to the refrigerator. We have a tap.
That's because you guys are jerks.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, we only have cases.
Oh, my God. He has a tap and a keg. What the fuck?
Hey. What you really should be thinking of is how do I work there soon?
That's a good point.
What's in the keg?
It's some kind of stout. I can't remember this name right now.
It's not Miller or Budweiser.
No.
Right? Good
oh,
man.
God, man. That's an excellent job.
So you hit it every 11 a.m., right?
What?
So you hit it every 9 a.m.
No.
So you go to work at 4 a.m. and start from it because you know you need that sweet.
He just never leaves.
Can.
What else was on your agenda for this episode? Because really, drinking stories was the only thing I could think of.
Let's drink more and start talking to each other. How about
okay,
that?
Okay, so what have we been up to lately? Because we have not recorded a show in a while. I know that he sells toilets now, and I know that you also buy toilets.
What?
Well, we had to replace the toilet in the office recently.
And therefore?
Because there are every Thursday night, the boss like has drunken nerd night in the office, and one of his friends broke the toilet. That was no fun.
Explain to me how he broke the toilet. Did he sit on the toilet? Did he...
So, you know, it's one of those wooden toilet... It was one of those wooden toilet seats.
Oh, the wooden toilet seats.
You know, the ones that are kept... where you can definitely see the seam. Yeah, it broke at the seam. The glue, gave out because of someone really drunk and really heavy, apparently, sitting on it.
You should really get the clear ones with the little dolphins in them.
Well, now we have a plastic one, yeah. That's the story about alcohol and toilets. You didn't think I could have both of them, could you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of stories involve alcohol and toilets.
Actually, yeah.
We just told like four of them when we were talking about Chris.
It's part of the natural life cycle.
He loves the ceramic gods.
So let me tell the internet a secret. Because that'll mean it'll totally get kept. But Amy's birthday last year, where I keep changing the number of drinks I had. What did we end up agreeing on? Five?
Wait, when was this night?
Amy's birthday last year at, what was it, Mr. Smith's?
Oh, yeah, the one where you kept lying about your drink count.
I just kept losing count. Is it five?
It was like four, and if you ask me...
I think it was five.
If you ask me, it was technically one.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I had a beer. Oh, I had another girly drink. Oh, I had another girly drink. Oh, girly drink. And toilet time.
It wasn't toilet time. It wasn't toilet time.
I'm totally lying about this. The guy did have four genuine drinks. I don't know about the fifth one.
We're still... Yeah, reality
the jury's still
tends
out.
To... reality tends to disagree on how many drinks I had that night, but it was definitely more than usual.
Yes, in that you had more than two.
Yeah, that's true. And so when I was on the way home, it's like, huh, I'm in a cab, and it feels weird. Like, I feel kind of sick. That's new. I've never had this before. And I went over to my cousin's place, because she lives in the city, the same place where I had those tequila shots, and I went up there. And they're like, wow, you're really coherent for having more drinks than you used to. I'm like, yeah. And they had me do math again.
What is with your family and having you do math?
Jesus. Anyway, so it's like, okay, I should probably have a drink of water. I'm feeling a little sick. I drink the water. It's like, oh, that was a bad idea. I go into the bathroom. It's like, okay.
Now you got something to throw up.
Yeah, now I've got something to throw up. And apparently, I found this out a week later. Apparently, I was drunk enough that I didn't clean up after myself, which was bad.
Oh, no.
And they didn't find out until the next morning when she had to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
And it was early in the morning, so she's like, I really hope that's water I just sat on.
Oh.
Now I owe her a year's worth of babysitting.
Oh.
No, I didn't pee on
the
bed.
He vomited on the toilet seat and she sat on it.
Thankfully,
that's not that gross.
It was all water anyway. So.
Dude, that's pretty bad.
Have you ever drank this man's urine?
No.
What?
Apparently you have.
It's sort of an initiation into the S-Word podcast. You didn't have to drink?
No.
Drinking,
what do you think was in that glass?
Drinking a man's urine does not count as a drink, therefore you had four that night.
And this is why I only bring my own drinks into this place.
So you only drink your own urine?
No. Wait,
Kevin
what?
Costner did.
Only when you want to try to clean my teeth.
Field of Dreams.
Oh, come on.
That's low.
Give me one of those beans to bite on.
Hey, here you go.
They I look really like don't jelly.
Want it. No, you keep it. No! I'm still trying to wash out that taste.
I would like to actually talk about hangovers, because I actually have a different hangover from apparently any of you guys.
Okay.
Apparently, hangovers for the general populace is a migraine headache and a little bit of dryness. For me, I learned this at my grandmother's wake when I drank a whole lot of shots and a whole lot of just straight beer. I went to sleep and I woke up and I was still drunk. Which is a very good feeling.
It is. And you keep drinking so you don't get the hangover.
Well, yeah. But the weird thing is when you go through, like, you know, your that whole, you know, what do you call it when you're trying to bury somebody?
Bereavement?
A funeral. There you go.
I hope it's a funeral. I'm not, you know, hiding the evidence.
The day after our Vegas vacation.
So I'm going through this funeral. Totally every drunk. And it's weird because, you know, I mean, it's a funeral. You're supposed to take it seriously, but I'm still drunk because of this hangover. So I'm, like, treating everything so nonchalant. And I guess my grandmother was big because she got, like, a police...
Escort.
Oh, okay, that kind of...
Okay, yeah.
I was talking about, like, she was buried in a piano box. John, that's a terrible thing to say.
No, she was great, apparently.
Wait, so my whole joke about you drinking at a wake is true?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, getting drunk at a wake is true.
Oh, no. I mean, we had an Irish wake. The whole purpose of an Irish wake is to get drunk.
Yeah, the funeral, on the other hand, you shouldn't be drunk for.
No, yeah, exactly. The funeral is supposed to be sober and, you know.
The casket.
Which I was.
Sorry.
What a So, I mean, that's a whole weird part. You know, I'm driving through this, you know, police escort.
Driving?
No. I'm riding through this, because I don't know how to drive. But there's a police escort. My grandmother's
there were,
in this casket.
Wrong with you saying the word I was driving through.
He's got the casket on the top of the car, and he's holding the side while driving.
I was just imagining, like, John on a casket with wheels and an engine on the
back. No, grandma, no!
She was not that awesome to get that able.
I don't think anyone's going to be that awesome.
I'm going to be that awesome. But my coffin will be motorized. You just got to go into space.
But I'm the casket bearer, so I'm still drunk at that time. You know, it's just, you know, I get, apparently I am the only person that I know of who actually has the good hangover, which just plain drunk. I had no hangover. And at the end of the day, I actually just sobered up and I was just totally good. So I'm basically just riding over you guys, just like saying, yes, I have the good hangover and I can drink as much as I want as I am right now.
Yeah, you're on your third glass of whiskey.
No, it's my second glass.
That's your second? It's still your second?
Okay. But I have a low tolerance.
Of not having the hangover.
Yeah, same here. But then again, I never drink enough to get a hangover.
Yeah, you have to drink a lot.
This is about, like, I get, like, the first half goes really quick, then, like, it's like Zeno's paradox of alcohol.
He's holding up a bottle of Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Shut up!
It's alcohol!
It's apple cider!
Apple cider, it's like your whatever.
It's the next step up. It's 6% alcohol.
But I will say,
it's like moving on from pull-ups to regular Huggies.
Yeah. Okay.
I gotta ask you this. I'm a big kid now.
Goddamn rapist.
You don't actually know your tolerance yet, right?
That's a loaded question.
I'm not gonna make you drink to figure out your tolerance, but have you ever wondered what it is?
I know it's pretty significant because I have a lot of body weight.
Is your history?
Yeah. Well, just because I've actually had like multiple beers and not even gotten to the point where I'm buzzed.
Oh, disappointing. I have the same problem as you. It takes me about 4 before I get to buzz.
I'm kind of buzzed and I'm at 1.9.
Like this right here, this is enough to make me sort of just a little, hey, my balance is a little off and I started sweating. But
I just walked into my bookshelf. Earlier. That's why
Danny,
those figurines are knocked over.
More
I thought that was a figurine orgy. Yeah, no.
But all my other books are in perfect alignment still, so I know if there's an earthquake, they'll just fall over.
Yeah, it's a DC orgy over here.
Yeah, it looks like Green Arrow is licking Wonder Woman's ass. I wonder how it tastes. I bet it tastes like justice.
Or plastic?
Plastic justice.
Plastic justice.
It tastes wonderful.
Tastes like a pillow. I don't know what pillows you're tasting. Mine tastes like ass.
Mine pillows taste like licorice.
Why are my eyes so red all the time?
Jesus. Well, I like the point that I've actually drank so much that my lips are sort of numb right now, and my reaction to everything that I do is around 1 second off.
Dom,
which is very weird.
It's now your opportunity. His lips are numb.
And he's reacting a second late. Oh, man. This is something I would do in college.
If only he just didn't pee right away.
I know.
You should hold it.
I need to hold it. But this is something I used to do in college because my hobby in college was not peeing in people's mouths. No. I was messing with drunk people.
Are you sure? Because you just made it sound like it was.
My hobby.
Wasn't peeing in mouths.
The thing is that I was in the substance-free dorm, so I didn't have that many drinking stories, but I used to hang out at a frat, and there was this guy there who kept complaining. He's like, oh, man, I haven't had a girlfriend in the longest time. I'm so lonely, blah, blah, blah. And that night he drank to the point of blacking out. So we're like,
time to pee in his mouth?
This is going to be the greatest opportunity ever. And so while we were dragging him home, we wrote a phone number on a piece of paper and ripped the piece of paper in half and put it in his pocket.
Oh, I see. Oh. So you didn't put his left hand in warm water?
That doesn't work. Oh. Trust me.
So you didn't just urinate on his crotch?
I just said that he peed in his mouth.
No, but the thing is that we had a friend call him up. This was before cell phones had, you know, adoption, and this was before people really had,
caller ID.
Caller ID. And so we had a friend call him and go, hi, it's me from last night. I thought we really hit it off, so, well, you have my number. Bye.
Mouth is a mouth.
And what number was it?
It was half a number. It was half of a number.
Oh.
You're a jerk.
I am a jerk. That doesn't even count what I did, used to do with hot dogs to drunk people.
I don't want to.
You just rub it on their lips a little bit, and they half wake up, and then you turn around and make it as if you're zipping your fly.
Whoa! Is that where it came from?
That is awesome.
Yes.
Whoa.
Chris, I disavow any knowledge of this ever happening to you.
I am so not passing out when you're around. Jesus.
Want another drink?
Yes.
I have hot dogs in the fridge.
Yes!
They're Ian's, though.
That's even better.
I'm sure he would approve.
My man's hot dog is a bigger hot dog.
Goddamn rapists.
We're probably going to have to cut that little exchange out of the podcast, aren't we?
I think this will be you know, we haven't cursed. I think I'll just mark it as explicit anyways. I'm pretty sure we're way beyond TV words. Urination and mouth. Even though urination, mouth, and in are all normal words, them together, I think, really pushes us over
the
edge.
No, it's totally fine.
Wait, didn't we talk about this? This would be the only episode where we could do explicit stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck,
right.
Fuck shit.
Apparently you can say butt, you can say up, but you can't, if you put them together, you can't say that. You can't say up the butt or up the ass.
Really?
Yeah.
But I can say butt in the up.
Yeah.
My name is
it's
Buck.
It's totally weird.
I love to
farty.
Wait, no. We can be explicit now. My name is Buck, and I love to
fuck.
Farty.
Wait, if you watch Kill Bill on an airplane, does it really go, my name is Buck, and I love to party?
Yes, no, it does.
Wait, on an airplane it does that?
Yeah, because wow. They have to dub it over.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
They have the TV version. I've
wow.
seen it.
Okay.
It
I've
is very weird.
I've seen version of The Rock because I've seen it on an airplane.
All right. I'm just trying to think. Freaking needle in my freaking heart?
And they zoom in on certain scenes so you don't see certain stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that's very annoying, actually.
Well, also, if it's on an airplane and it's any movie involving, you know, like an airplane crashing, they'll just sort of gloss over that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you think it's appropriate to show an airplane crashing while you're on an airplane?
While you're on an airplane
depends
for
on
a 14-hour trip, they will just show you United 93 for the next 14 hours. You know what's the weirdest thing? I go to BART every single day, which is our train station in the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah. You said BART, not BART. Yeah. Okay.
Why would you have to go to
BART? Which is my train station.
It really gets you through the day, doesn't it?
I went to the BART. And I saw ads for taking a Pelham 123 all over the place. And I was like, that's kind of messed up. That's like
I saw those two.
That's like putting United 93 ads in an airport.
It's yeah. totally different. This is BART, not a train station. Totally different.
Take that urine out of your mouth.
I'll replace it with whiskey.
Tastes about the same.
Hey!
You have good whiskey, it's true.
Good whiskey does not taste like urine.
Man, I'm just thinking...
Good beer does.
I'm just thinking right now, it's like Amy is in Tahoe right now going, man, they're talking about alcohol and I'm not there. There's a bunch of people drinking who don't normally drink and I'm not there to mess with them.
You know what's the funniest thing about that is that she knows more about alcohol than
all of
most
us.
Of you here.
Yeah,
well,
that's
okay, maybe not
right.
more than you. Probably not. More
she knows more about whiskey than me.
Yeah,
yeah, she has a thing called Whiskey Wednesdays that blurred into Whiskey Thursdays.
That sounds about right.
Interesting.
I thought the entire point was to only drink on days that ended in Y.
That sounds about
hey,
a good
I
plan.
And I Whiskey Wednesday one of these days, huh?
You like hot dogs, though.
Kinda.
Yeah. You can drink it. You drink your whiskey, you down your beer.
You put the lime in the coconut.
Then you figure out other people are not drinking their beer. You drink their beer.
Yeah.
You drink some whiskey.
Sounds like
you
good.
Drink their beer. Then you go out to eat, and then you get on BART, and you're like, whoa, how am I going home?
It's about right. It's like time travel. You just like you're just magically home.
Then
you don't know how
home.
You got here.
Then you drive to In-N-Out because you realize you didn't really have dinner. Then some crazy homeless woman goes to you when you're at the drive-thru. It's like, give me some food! And you're like, oh, shit! And then you just drive away.
And you do this every week?
People.
Not every week.
I'm just imagining you and Pee-wee's Big Adventure now.
Hey, do not mention that movie, because I was just recently thinking about that movie.
Why?
And it is given my fear of clowns.
Oh, okay.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure is definitely, if I had a top 10 of the scariest movies ever, to me, at least in the top 3.
Oh, that scene in the truck is scary to me.
It's yeah, that
anything
scene
with clowns.
I have an announcement.
Me.
I have finished my Mike's Hard Spiced Apple.
Which means it's time to start Coke.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What? Coke and Mike's Liquor.
He's
you
done.
Haven't heard of that?
He's done with his alcohol.
Wait, did you say Michael Liquor?
No, oh, Mike's Liquor.
Michael Liquor.
Hey, Mike. We've got orders for you.
Mike. Michael Liquor.
Michael Liquor.
Michael Liquor.
Wow. All right. Okay.
Wow.
Right.
Rubber butt.
Guns and liquor. Hey, Mike.
No.
No matter what I say, respond with rubber buns and liquor. I know. Hey, Mike. What did you have for breakfast? What did you have for lunch? What did you have for dinner? What did you do to Jen? Yeah.
Do you good know you times. Can't eat rubber buns, you jerk? It doesn't even make sense. But what you're supposed to say is, I can
soup?
Drink that after everything I say. Urine. Septic tank extract. My urine. Your urine.
What?
Everybody's urine.
Mysterious substance.
Mike's you're hard sterile. Spiced apple.
You can drink it. I can't drink that.
Wow.
I will drink anything for love, but I won't drink that.
I really heard that wrong. I heard it. I heard apple in the same way if you hold your tongue and you say apple.
Owl?
Owl.
All I thought to myself was, Mike's hard spiced asshole.
Asshole.
I didn't hear it at all.
And I see the text and it says cold, hard, and refreshing.
It's what they're trying to do to you.
In case you haven't known, you should probably listen to this with headphones on. Do not play this in your public library, in front of your kids, in front of your parents.
Or on your campus.
To anyone, really.
The following program is for adults only. Please do not listen to this in a public place.
This is at too random of a spot for me to just pick it out and put it in the front.
I know.
I'm just gonna
why do they sound really drunk at the start? Then they go back to kind of sober. And
actually, I'm feeling very sober. Time to get another beer.
Hey.
What's next on your agenda, Mr. Dom?
I think we were just going to talk about other people being drunk for a while. Like, good stories about other people being drunk that you have.
There's no good stories of people being drunk, man.
What are you talking about? I had some good stories just now of messing with people who were drunk.
Oh, that's when you were sober. That's when you were sober, dude. Not when you were drunk.
But there are stories of other people being drunk that are usually good, right?
Okay.
No, I've got to have one. I'm trying to think.
I am so far gone.
Kevin
is
super enthusiastic when he's drunk. It's great.
I have one.
All right, Andy, go.
So every year for like many years in a row, they didn't have it this year, but Yahoo has a year-end party.
Right.
And, of course, free booze.
Yep.
So one of my coworkers.
Year-end party?
Year-end party. Oh, my God. Yes, we have a year-end party.
Wow, you guys are really close.
So one of my coworkers. Kind of a lush. She had her drink, and this year they actually had, you know, those plastic light up light bulbs, and you click them and they're like they have changed color. They have a little LED in them.
All right.
Okay. So she had one of those in her drink, and then she wanders off. She comes back. She's drinking. She's still drinking. She goes. She wanders off. She wanders back with like the party is going on. But I'm the only one because I'm sober. I'm watching her, and I notice that every time she comes back, the light bulb is a different color. So no one else notices that she's been, like, getting a new drink, a new martini, every time she wanders away. And I go, like, isn't that, like, your fifth drink? She's like, how do you know? I'm like, it's a different color light bulb every time. She just sort of gives me this look. Like, why are you even paying attention to that?
You're a good friend, man.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about other people. Good stories of other people
I'm back, and I have no idea. Light bulbs and
wait, Martinis. Kevin, I want to hear stories about Lita getting drunk, though.
Like, Lita, Chris, by the way, just Lita drove away. Chris just drove away.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Oh, no, he's going to go get food.
So yeah,
that's a good idea.
So I know you have good stories about Lita getting drunk, right?
I hope to go get food.
I have the best story about Lita's 21st birthday. Very exciting moment for me. That's right. Lita's 21st birthday. Very exciting moment for me. I say, hey, we have to go and get the alcohol that you want to try out. We go out and buy a ton of the different type of stuff. We from the usual wussy crap like Smirnoff's.
I brought beer. Really
like a soda supply.
This is not beer.
To, we found this 4-pack of tiny little bottles of hard, already pre-mixed hard liquor. Basically, it's in a big plastic pink case with a plastic pink ribbon around it. And inside, it's got tiny little plastic straws of different colors, and you put them in the different drinks. There's a apple-tini one, Blue Lagoon, some other wuss drink. I know Dom had one at a party before. And lemon drop. I did not realize this is your grandma's wuss drinks. Because when I drank them, I was like, whoa! My God, I can't drink this. This is really strong. Lita has video of me the rest of that night getting drunk with her taking care of me on her 21st birthday.
Nice.
And that is the story of Lita not drinking on a day she should have been drinking.
That's about right. That's pretty much the tradition.
Me. Yes, yes.
I have a story.
Yes.
And it was Halloween of last year at right here where we are
Hey,
right now.
Quit eating my beer.
This is not beer. Basically, Kevin was drinking quite a bit. And there were kids coming at the door, you know, asking for
trick-or-treat candy.
And Kevin opens the door and goes, hey, kids, how are you? That's an awesome costume. Really, really happy. And then eventually Kevin goes, maybe I shouldn't be answering the door.
I was buzzed then. I thought I was not drunk. That night sucked for me because we were supposed to watch some scary movies and get drunk at the same time and then play some games. And I freaking passed out that night.
That's right.
And you guys had drunken hat night. My favorite hat night.
It was awesome. It was the first time I've had drunken hat night.
Drunken hat night is the best.
Dude,
you go out in the backyard and you do Everclear fireballs.
We did not do that, so don't feel so bad.
God, I love drunken hat night.
But we had like there's a Mongolian hat. Oh, man,
Viking,
it was great. Yeah.
Santa, Raiden.
Oh, man, it was
Mao,
great.
Tsutong, and Hitler? No. What's the one before
Hitler?
Hitler
didn't have a hat.
What was the one before Hitler?
I don't know.
Kaiser.
Kaiser Wilhelm. There we go.
Do you have all these hats?
Like they are in Ian's room. They are part of Ian's hat collection.
Dude, he's not kidding.
Them. He brings them out when we get drunk, and it becomes drunken hat night.
Yes.
I've been Mao Zedong, Santa, and Viking.
Yeah.
I have not yet gotten to be Zorro.
I want to be Zorro.
Or Prohibitioner. Or I've been Indiana Jones.
I forget what we were playing at that time. What were we playing?
You were playing Drunken Hat Night.
No, it was categories. Like some kind of categories.
Categories is fun drunk.
Oh man, that was good.
All games are fun drunk.
I'm still bitter that you won't accept Green Lantern Power Ring.
Oh my god, Green Lantern Power Ring. Jeez. Why don't you just write go-kart?
Fly around with the Green Lantern Power Ring.
That is the thing is that G is for green.
This is awesome.
It's not a thing that goes around. Green Lantern Power Ring? I would accept Power Ring.
You would not accept Power Ring.
I would accept Power Ring / Green Lantern urination in the mouth.
You would accept urination in the mouth? You just said it.
No.
Only what is preceded by Green Lantern Power Ring.
This is awesome.
Do not put words in my mouth.
I can't.
Don't put that in his mouth either.
I can't really grip anything. This is awesome. I've like lost control of my hand.
I'll give you something to grip.
Here, have a hot dog.
Is this your dildos again?
Those are microphones.
One time I was drunk playing Scattergories with some of my high school friends. And one time we had toy, and the letter was D. So of course we're all like, we're in the middle of it. We're like, dildo. And then the next round we use the same cards but just a different letter, and it was N. And the middle of it we go, nildo. That same night, Scategories, if you haven't played it, you get a bunch of categories and a letter, and you have to write down words that start with that letter. One round we played, I mistook what letter we were supposed to use. So the very first one, I'm like, I got this. Anyone else? And they're like, the letter we're supposed to start with is this. I'm like, I did so well this round too. I was like, why are you guys saying this is a hard round?
Stupid.
Guys, we should probably finish the podcast soon so we can play Scategories.
Pro tip to everybody, if you want to get drunk, start drinking when you have an empty stomach. Oh man, it is so good.
You know where my toilet is, right?
I'm not that far drunk.
Okay, good.
I just finished my drink, too.
Okay, I'm going to get some chili, too.
You know, for you listeners, this is probably going to be really fascinating because everyone here didn't start drinking. They only started drinking at the very beginning of the podcast. And by the end of it, they're completely drunk.
Oh, man.
I'm only a little drunk. I'm pretty drunk, actually.
I've had my tart lemonade.
Everybody's eating my beer.
All I've had is milk tea.
I brought two beers, and I think I'm only down to one now.
Well, it's interesting because that spice that usually burns me, I am so disconnected from my body. It does not actually hurt.
That's kind of why you drink alcohol with chili. It makes you fondle the microphone with your mouth.
Oh, dildo.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
I don't either.
Kevin, drunk. You
Kevin, we need your sobering influence. Get back here.
Man.
Sobering influence.
I don't think Kevin's ever been a sobering influence for anything.
I'm going to just start sucking on it so it tastes like beer. Metallic. Good.
Someone get him a jacket.
So I just peed for the fourth time today. Actually, fourth time since you
guys
arrived.
Please tell me you didn't
start drinking.
Please tell me you need my chili.
But my face is not red, right? I just looked in the mirror.
Not that red, man.
But my urine is incredibly clear.
Well, that's just because you've been drinking a lot of water.
That's not natural, man.
The palms of my hands are bright red. Is my face red?
Your palms are hairy. So is your face.
His face is not hairy.
Your cheeks are a little flushed.
Dude, you're starting to wolf out.
Wolf out?
Teen wolf?
You're back.
I guess you could be adult wolf.
It's probably
it's been
getting
a while
right,
since
though.
I was a teen.
Yeah, well, how come they never made late 20s wolf and midlife crisis wolf?
That's so stupid.
Undead wolf.
How do you kill the undead? They're already dead.
Did you hear about the Teen Wolf thing where, like, at the end of the game, there's actually a guy who unzips his zipper and
yes,
takes out
I have
his
heard that.
Penis? Yeah.
You see the guy flash his dick in Teen Wolf 2.
Wow.
Right, do you have two or one? I can't remember.
One is the one with the basketball game.
It's during the basketball game. Oh, yeah, it is one then.
Yeah.
Okay. I just thought of Jason Bateman and, you know, unzipping your pants was the first thing I thought about him.
What?
God, you put so many words in my mouth, Tom.
You're a really good ventriloquist, Tom.
You put a lot of things in your mouth.
Yeah, we already used that joke.
Chris went out to buy some more hot dogs. Wow, over an hour of content. And by content, I mean, what did we talk about?
I don't even remember.
I really want some chili.
Chili we got.
But we're recording.
We can stop.
Quality is nothing on the S-Words podcast, is it? Is it to you, Dom?
I think
that's
the main point.
Every podcast is, hey, I'm
I'm sorry.
Actually, your sound quality is fine. I don't even.
You can reach us at our website at www.s-words.podcast.com.
The poll will be, would you drink urine? Yes. Yes. Is it Dom's? And yes. Yes.
I can't even see straight anymore.
How are you even feeding yourself? You're eating chili with a fork.
It's like,
yeah,
wow.
Why are you? You're eating chili with a fork. Wait, are you supposed to eat with a spoon?
You're out of spoons.
My fingers are numb too. It's like when I rub my hair, I can't really feel it.
What was that you just did?
He unlocked his laptop. It went to sleep.
It's like the Zelda's key or something. Da, 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 da.
I can't feel my hair.
That was a pretty weak chest open. I can't believe I call that a chest open.
I'll show you my chest open.
You don't even have buttons.
It's true.
If you had a zipper, John will suck it for you.
It tastes like beer.
You can follow us on Twitter @_word.
Hey, Mike really wants this to get over with.
This is a terrible episode.
This is the best episode.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Hey, remember, you should be listening to this on headphones. Do not play it to the other people in the English department, guy that told us about the Shakespeare one.
It's like so good, man. This chili is like burning my mouth, my throat, but it doesn't hurt because I'm drunk. It's just like awesome.
You can contact us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com.
I mean, I'd be coughing right now, but it doesn't hurt.
I like how pretty much the last thing that's said is a warning about.
Yeah, by the way.
Don't listen to this in public.
Don't listen to this while driving. Do not listen to this podcast while pregnant or if you think you can become pregnant.
Do not operate heavy machinery while listening to this podcast.
Dead. Spoiler.
Mike, this is one of those episodes you really shouldn't play in your car for other people unless they know us. And even then, you should think about it.
Dude, this chili has like no beans in it. It's just straight beef. It's like awesome.
Is it beef or is it pork?
It's just like beef.
There's beef and there's turkey.
Beef and turkey, chili only with no beans. It's like not even chili.
See, this is what happens when you make your own chili.
Actually,
you choose what you put in it.
I heard original chili has not supposed to have beans in it.
Yeah.
Wait,
wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then when did beans become a big part
Beans are
of it?
Cheaper than meat.
Blame Texas.
Goddamn Texas.
They love their cows too much to sacrifice them.
Too much cows to sacrifice.
Wait, so the beans are supposed to substitute? Or I thought they were always
the
like
beans
a
beans basically take up
thing.
Space. They add
they
texture.
Take up space.
But more importantly, they take up space and they make you full.
Oh.
And they're really easy to transport dry.
Yeah.
There's no such... When you transport meat dry, you probably can't make chili out of it.
And the farting feels good, right?
Yes. Like that scene right. in Blazing Saddles.
Beans, good for your heart. More you toot,
the
more you
fart. The more you fart. The more you fart, the better you feel.
Wait, there's more lines to that?
In the mouth.
There more lines to that?
Something that rhymes with eel.
So let's have beans for every meal.
Oh. Good night, everybody.
That's where it's podcast. Entertaining and educational.
Bowls.
I think we're going to be finished now.
Hey, night, Chris. Everybody. Chris?
That's Lawrence, sir.
That's weird.
Hey, Lawrence.
It's like the heat is actually causing me to sweat. Like to put the main point of this podcast is to say it's beep 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 beep. Everything's gone.
No, that's the next podcast.
Oh, there's a next guy says
jerk.
Oh shit, I'm going to that one drunk.
Holy shit, we actually have to bleep something out of this podcast. That is awesome.
Oh god, edit this out. I'll do this one.
Oh well, and I am cool.
I think that's our outtake.
Actually, you know, it'd be awesome if we.
I don't know about that. I am cool part.
The power of the editor.
I can just see like when this podcast gets posted, like, hey, why is this 5 minutes long?
It's really just John saying I'm not cool.
No, it's gonna be 5 minutes of every time we say urine, it's urine.
Urine.
This is so much about urine.
I don't know.
You tell me.
Tastes so good.
Like
cleans
acids.
Your teeth too.
You know, pine salt tastes like urine.
Oh, it does? I gotta try that.
I was wondering which one you would say first. Did you drink urine or pine salt?
It's so hard to describe.
Obviously, I have to drink both to know they taste the same. but I do not drink both.